Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to noon.
It's John Coon and Touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Coon for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Coon run for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the 6-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback. John Coon. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Third and final hour of 9 to noon. There is John Coon. I am Rami Makhlouf. Brandon Snide along for the ride. You, the Nooner, always at 414-677-1250. Welcome to get in on the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line. But joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. He covered the Packers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for some time now. He's the founder and runs GoLongTD.com, covering the NFL. It's always a pleasure to talk some football with Tyler Dunn. Ty, how are you this morning, my man?
Doing fantastic. It's great to be back and talk some Packers. You know, I feel like everything changes week to week. I would love to hear what the mood is out there in Wisconsin. One week it's we're crowning them. Next week the house is on fire.
Yeah, that's you just nailed it. That you just nailed the mood here about the, around the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, you don't need to ask. You already know.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you later.
You lived it, man. It's different out there. That's what I loved about it.
And Ty, last week you rehashed one of your pieces about Jordan Love after the performance against Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers completing a Packers record 20 straight passes. And after that performance, John and I had the discussion about Jordan Love's place in the MVP conversation, and then Jordan Love and the Packers go out and do what they did Sunday against the Carolina Panthers team, who I think we all thought they would beat handily, came in 13.5-point favorites. How much does that take away from Jordan Love's MVP case and all the hype that was surrounding him coming off that Steelers win?
I mean, hell, we can't ignore what our eyes told us, right? I mean, it was ugly. It's more than Jordan Love. I guess there's a million different directions to take this conversation. What jumps to mind, though, when things aren't going right, and that Carolina game being the most extreme example, but there were stretches through the Cincinnati game, stretches through the Arizona game. Everything just seems to come so hard for this Packers offense, right? There's not just receivers leaking wide open. Outside of that 20 straight completion stretch against Pittsburgh, I mean, which they did find a rhythm and everything did seem to come easy and Jordan Love is on fire. I don't know. I feel like with the Matt LaFleur, with an offensive coach, with the weapons they have, there should be more rhythm and flow to what they're trying to do. And you guys tell me, I mean, it seems like they too often are trying to operate like their quarterback is making $15 million a year versus $55 million a year. At this point, especially with Tucker Kraft down, I don't know. I kind of agree with what Leroy Butler said over the offseason when we were talking about this. Like, give him the keys. Just go scorched earth. Spread it 3-4-5 wide. He's got the talent. He's got the arm. He's got the athleticism. I get it. There's going to be some risk-taking involved, but they're going to have to evolve and evolve sharply here on the fly because Kraft meant that much to the offense.
You know, and I'm so torn on it, Tyler, because I thought for the most part Jordan actually played well against the Panthers, considering the protection he had up front. Derek Brown was an absolute monster in this football game for the Panthers up the middle, and we know that pressure up the middle can be devastating to a quarterback and what they can see. He did have the bad throw down the middle of the field. He did have the bad throw on fourth and eight. That's kind of like, whatever, it's fourth and eight, but it just the optics of it was terrible. He did have two bad throws, but I thought for the majority of the game he played well. And I'm trying to play... View it as the sum of all parts. Right? You go back to that game in Pittsburgh, and he had two throws right in the midst of those 20 straight completions. One was rolling to his right back across the middle to Christian Watson, and his arm was strong enough to get there, but that was triple coverage. One was pressure up the middle, threw up a 50-50 ball to Tucker Kraft, may or may not have gotten away with a push-off, and he catches it. How much of this is just based off of the results and not exactly what Jordan Love is actually doing each and every week?
You're absolutely right. And I think if you're a coach, you want those plays, right? Like, you want him to take those chances. I feel like the danger so many coaches fall into is, like, you plant a seed of doubt in a quarterback's mind, and, like, you put all this red tape all over the field, and you try to eliminate the big mistake, and you're going to be eliminating so many big plays. Like, not everybody is Aaron Rodgers in his prime, like, able to take those risks and throw across the body, yet also throw, you know, the least amount of interceptions out of all of his elite peers. Like, that's the gold standard, what we saw in, you know, 2011, pick your MVP season. But I feel like we saw here in Buffalo, I live here, you know, seeing Josh Allen's rise, he had a coach in Brian Daboll who just encouraged Josh Allen in full. It was like, be as creative as you want to be. Take chances. You know, don't do anything too stupid, right? I mean, don't throw it across the body into quadruple coverage. But there's going to be times and places where you've got to be you. And I don't know. I mean, Jordan Love, I think we see the athletic ability. We see the arm. This is his sixth year in Green Bay, his third year as the starter. I think intellectually, he by now should know everything going on out there. Why hold him back? They're going to have to change some way somehow, because it just seems like when they do break away from the Bengals or the Cardinals and they win these, you know, laborsome games, it's just kind of like Tucker Kraft or Josh Jacobs just said, all right, enough of this BS. I'm going to take over the game right now and run through five people. But, you know, Kraft's gone. Jacobs has been dealing with an injury. It's just not sustainable. So I don't know what it is, but it just seems like, from a coaching standpoint, too often they've got the training wheels on still, and they're maybe trying to play a little too safe for a quarterback who's got elite traits.
You know, it's really interesting when you look at Jordan Love and you look at Aaron Rodgers and the starts to their careers. You're talking about 2.5 years as the starters. In fact, Jordan Love reached 10,000 yards passing this week, second fastest to do it as a Packer. Only behind Aaron Rodgers, it was only 9 pass attempts less or more. It was only 9 attempts more. That's how close these two have been. But Aaron Rodgers, midway through his third season, was when he went on his first major tear as a pro. 7-1 down the stretch in 2009, that wild game in Arizona, and then obviously 2010, the next year to follow. What do you think Jordan Love has that next level to be able to go that scorched earth? Because through 2.5 years, he has been matching Aaron, but I just noted that's when Aaron made the turn.
You're like the perfect person to break this all down to, because you were there, you know, at the end of Favre, when you've got vets and you've got a Super Bowl caliber team, you know, a team that probably should have won it all that year with an 07. And I think what Aaron Rodgers inherited is very different than what Jordan Love inherited. But, you know, so I don't want to compare the weaponry that he's got to what you guys had. My God, 2011, it was like, it didn't matter if the defense gave up 400 or 500 yards. By the third quarter, if it was a close game, you just knew, all right, there's the single high safety. Oh, there's Aaron Rodgers scrambling outside the pocket, he's going to make you pay, and then you win by three touchdowns. But, I mean, that was just a ridiculous, group of talent there. But I think that even with the injury to Kraft, like, it's time. It's time for Jordan Love to take that step. I mean, you do have Christian Watson. You don't see many 6'4 receivers who can run 4'2. At some point, you know, Jayden Reed gives you something. You got to use Matthew Bolden in some way, somehow. Romeo Doubs is reliable underneath. Hey, you drafted Luke Musgrave ahead of Tucker Kraft. You saw something special in him. There's enough there. You know, I don't think we're sitting here saying, hey, Jordan Love has to go 45 touchdowns, 6 picks, MVP 2011 season in his third year as a starter like Aaron Rodgers, but he should be in that conversation with any quarterback you want to discuss, right? Like, it's time to take that step. They've been drafting receivers nonstop. They've got one of the best backs in football. So if you're going to have that expectation, then, yeah, I think that maybe things do have to kind of change offensively to reflect that when, you know, you'd love for Josh Jacobs to just run through everybody 20-plus times a game. But it's just November. It's the start of November, and they're already kind of having to be careful with his rep count. So I feel like you've got a healthy quarterback, which you didn't have last year. Use him. Use him in full. Give him the keys.
Talking with Tyler Dunn, founder of GoLongTD.com. Followed the Packers for a long time for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Do you think that the Tucker Kraft injury almost forces Matt LaFleur's hand to unleash Jordan Love the way that you're talking about, that, or that you think that they should?
I think so. I don't really know what the other option is. You know, he was the best tight end in football. It was, you know, I wrote that book on the tight ends a couple of years ago, and it was so cool, like, going back and watching the grainy Mike Ditka footage to John Mackey to Ozzie Newsome to today. You know, pick your tight end, Gronk, Kittle. I mean, he is as close as you get to that lineage of somebody who could really be dropped into any era and excel. I mean, he was fun to watch. He is football personified, so it stinks. Like, just as an objective viewer of the sport, anybody, I mean, even Bears fans, you got to respect what Tucker Kraft can do. So I think it comes first with, like, looking in the mirror and realizing, wow, all right, something's got to change. We don't have the best tight end in football anymore. What is that? I mean, there were times, it wasn't that long ago, when Jordan Love went scorched earth on the NFL Toyota-thon, right, 2023, November, December, January, right up until that last throw in Santa Clara, it just felt like it was spreading people out, you know, letting them scan the field, gripping it and ripping it and finding a rhythm. And you might have to put up with an interception here or there, a mistake here or there. But I think, look, you're paying him a lot of money for a reason. He's the face of the franchise. He just is fresh off a signature win against his old mentor. I can't imagine. I know he doesn't say much in his press conferences. That game meant a hell of a lot to Jordan Love. And what better time than now to just say, we're going to run through you in every way possible. And if we go down, hey, we can go down swinging, but we're going to ride or die with you putting the ball in the air a lot. And this is a good point, you know, maybe John could speak to, you know, with Aaron Rodgers and that Mike McCarthy offense. I'm not sure what that pivot point was when he was really able to change plays. And it was kind of before things went off the rails late, but there was a sweet spot where, you know, Mike is looking for those matchups and creating those, but also Aaron had the ability to change stuff, and it was just the right amount, and they're putting up 30, 40 points a game. I mean, I feel like maybe the time is now to give Jordan Love some of that freedom at the line of scrimmage too.
I agree. It would be taking a leap of faith. However, I will just point out that Jordan Love's first year during Toyotathon, there was something that was happening at the exact same time, and it was Aaron Jones running 5 straight games for over 100 yards, right? It was the best stretch of Aaron Jones's career. Last year, Josh Jacobs really took the offense under his belt towards the second half of the season, scoring a boatload of touchdowns and running the football really, really hard. If it's that case that this is not uncommon, that the run game needs to be there in Matt LaFleur's offense for Jordan Love to truly be at his best, to truly be at the highest of the NFL, do you believe the Packers' run game can get it figured out? Do you believe in this offensive line and potentially Josh Jacobs and the nagging injuries that he's dealing with?
Man, I don't know. I would love to say yes, just because, man, Josh Jacobs has been worth every penny. And who doesn't love Aaron Jones? I was just talking to him for an hour recently for a story, and man, wears his emotions on his sleeve, playing for his dad. He's got, you know, Canton aspirations himself, and he looked really good last week, and he's dealing with a shoulder injury that he's playing through now. There's so much to love about this guy. But, you know, to get a player who's 2.5 years younger, who's rugged, who can still catch the ball, I get it with what Brian Gutekunst is doing there. But if he's not full strength and you're having to watch his reps, I'm not sure if you can count on the run game. Love Emmanuel Wilson, even Chris Brooks. Like, it's nice to see Wilson get involved. I mean, he gives you some pop, but that's why I'm thinking, like, you can't count on it like you did last season and even the season before that you're referencing, when you know that you're going to get 100 yards out of Aaron Jones or Josh Jacobs, and you can kind of lean into that to create the play action. I don't know if you can really bank on that cause and effect, whether it's the injuries or just the way the offensive line's playing, right? They're not playing as well as they did then. So something's got to pivot and pivot fast, because it's all up for grabs in the division. It's all up for grabs in the conference. And like I said, I would rather go down swinging with the quarterback versus trying to convince yourself, you know, a Josh Jacobs at whatever he is, 60-something percent, I have no idea, is still central to everything. You lean into what you have. Don't lean into what you hope you have.
Tyler, you've watched a lot of trade deadlines here in Green Bay when you covered the team. But this one feels a little bit different with the fact that they did go out and get Micah Parsons before the season. You do have Goody and Matt LaFleur going into the last year of their contracts starting next season. Do you think, and with the NFC so up in the air and wide open, do you feel like this is the year that a big splash could be made by the Packers?
Boy, why not? Like, I think at bare minimum, they've got to be exploring everything, because it is so wide open. And I love the context you provide there, because we're probably not discussing that enough. Like, you've got a new man in charge who's evaluating the entire operation, that policy. And so I think that can be a good thing. Like, when there's a little gentle, friendly pressure, like, bring it, let's see what you got. Cause you know, who knows what the future could hold for anybody, like any business with anybody new in charge. Maybe that is something there that pushes it over the goal line to go get another, I don't know, whatever it is, a weapon, somebody on defense who scares you. It's worth a mid-round pick. I don't know. Like, you don't have to go to the Rams extreme. Less need, F them picks. I don't think they need to do that. Like you said, they did the Micah Parsons trade. That happened. He's single-handedly winning you some games here. But why not do something in that same vein? Because you've already pot committed, right? Like, you've already told your fan base, told the entire NFL, we're gunning for a championship right now, giving up these first-round picks and handing Micah Parsons all this money. I don't know why you wouldn't just explore and pull the trigger if the price is right. Who is that player? I have no idea. I would just be shooting from the hip. I have no clue. But this would be the year to do it.
Talking with Tyler Dunn of GoLongTD.com for a couple more minutes here on 9 to Noon with John Kuhn and myself, Rami Makhlouf. Tyler, the NFL this year has been as hard to figure out as I think any year of recent memory. We do NFL power rankings. We just name our top five teams in the league every week, and we did it about 45 minutes ago before we brought you on, and this was as hard a time as the three of us have had all season of deciding who are the top five teams in the league. Who, in your opinion, is on the short list of NFC teams that the Packers are going to have to go through if they're going to win a Super Bowl this year?
Man, I love that question. It changes so much week to week as I filibuster to buffer and think of somebody. you know what? Here's a team that I did not think in a million years, all offseason long, right? We have 7 months to kind of stew over this all. But the Seattle Seahawks with John Schneider, man, they are loaded. Offense, defense, they've drafted so well. You talk about quarterback foresight to know, you know, way back in 2012 that a third rounder in Russell Wilson should be the guy over the player you paid money for in Matt Flynn. I mean, at that time, that was kind of strange from afar. I mean, we all saw what Flynn did in that Detroit game, 6 touchdowns. To know that, and then to know when to move off of Russell Wilson, to know, okay, we're starting to see some red flags here on the field, off the field. We can get a bunch of draft picks. We can transition. And then what do those picks turn into? Devin Witherspoon, Jackson Smith and Jigba. And then this year, this quarterback move by John Schneider. I mean, Sam Darnold, I get it. I mean, there part of me would wonder, like, if a Kevin O'Connell is moving off of a quarterback, is there something that I don't want here? Like, he's one of the best teachers of the position. But, hell, he won 14 games last year. Up until the end, he was magnificent. And he's got the best receiver in football he's throwing to now. And Smith and Jigba, he's got two backs, and Charbonnet and Walker. He's got a solid offensive line. I have a hard time finding weaknesses with Seattle's team. Right now, they might be the best team in the NFC, period. It's all up for grabs. You could make the case for Tampa, even Detroit off of that loss, Philly if they get it together. But, yeah, if I were to zero in on one, I think that, you know, at this point, there's no more Sam Darnold conversations that need to be had. He's one of the best quarterbacks in football.
That's Tyler Dunn, founder of GoLongTD.com. Go find his work and subscribe there. Also follow him on Twitter, and he has a link to GoLongTD.com. At Ty Dunn is how you can follow him in the Twitter sphere. Ty, always appreciate your time and insight, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, fellas, and great to chat again, John. It's been years since I was out there at 1265. So
absolutely, Tyler. Yeah, good to talk with you, too.
We'll talk again soon, Ty. Thanks, man.
You got it.
There's Tyler Dunn on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. I don't think any of us had Seattle in our top five. Oh, no, I had them at five.
I had mine.
I had Seattle at. Where'd you have them?
Four.
Okay, and John, did you have Seattle in your top five?
I had them worthy honorable mention, but I had four AFC teams here. Listen, when we talk Seattle, I understand why Sam Darnold was picked up there by John Schneider. Smith and Jigba, that's his new Justin Jefferson, right? He's got a Cooper Kupp, that is his Jordan Addison. So he's running very similar stuff that he did last year. For me to say that quarterbacks have taken the next step and teams have taken the next step and players have taken the next step, they got to do something differently than what I've seen them do in the past. I've seen Sam Darnold light it up during the regular season, but when things...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It really mattered the end of last year, the last regular season game, and the playoffs game. We'll see if he can handle when he rolls into some big boys later in the year.
We know that the Eagles are one of the teams that the Packers will have to go through if they're going to win a Super Bowl, and they'll have to do it for the first time at least this Sunday. And the Packers are favored in this game? We'll talk about that right after this. It's 9 to noon. He's John Kuhn. I'm Rami Makhlouf. We're on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network and powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.